All right, welcome in, everyone. We are back. It is Inside City Limits. We got a big one this week, fellas. This is the first of two meetings, I believe, with Sporting Kansas City this season. It's always a heated 90 minutes, a lot of shit talking and banter between supporters. But I believe that we have a special request to begin this episode. Jack has an apology for us.
Yeah, I've done some reflecting about last episode, and I just want to give my sincerest apologies to Betcher and to Olaf. I was speaking out of a place of frustration, and I just want to say I'm sorry. I do not want him to go back to Denmark. That was me speaking from a stupid place. I just wanted to apologize.
I don't really know if I believe it.
He was reading that off the script.
I saw apology. I didn't think it was for Betcher.
I don't know who else I needed to apologize to.
Celio.
You were pretty rough on Wallum last week.
If anyone's got to apologize to Wallum, it's Trevor over there.
I'll apologize. Not named Kyle Hebert.
But anyways, that was all. I just wanted to apologize to Betcher.
I hope
he stays here.
I thought the bit was not to say the team we were playing, and he riffed it off in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, what was up with that, Cole?
I didn't know what we wanted to say. How do we want to refer to them as? I thought the bit that City had done in the past was you don't say City, it's Sporting Kansas.
The team up I-70?
That's just
those guys over there.
I think even mentioning the state they play in.
Yeah, I was my title was called the Blue Team.
Okay,
I can get behind the Blue Team. That's kind of close to the Blues, though.
It's least descriptive as you can. Yeah, you're right.
How about we just call it the team in last place?
Little
that is both accurate and a good way to describe them.
1 point in 6 games.
Is that how you want me to? To talk about them, the team that has 1 point in 6 games, we're traveling to.
Hey, you're the one that already said their name. I mean, you do what you want to do.
Sporting 1 point.
I kind of like Sporting 1 point.
Well, that's what I'm with it.
Hopefully next week, the same team the game. They'll still be Sporting 1 point.
Yeah, that might be a temporary nickname for this week only. Yeah,
for like 6 games.
Might be an embarrassing recap episode, but...
yeah. But...
Stand tall. Stand tall.
Yeah, I'm running with it.
We're definitely going to have to face the music. If we get that offense that we got last game, at least in the first half, or that we saw in Philly, we're going to have to face the music afterwards.
All right, let's get the show on the road, Cole. What are we talking about here?
We really didn't have. I was kind of banking on something from training. They kind of had like what they called an abbreviated training early because of the weather. Olaf didn't speak to the media, so we're not really sure on the injury front. There's not really any updates. We are going to hear from them tomorrow, which is Thursday. So by the time this comes out, they would have already spoken to the media, but we'll hopefully get some idea on if someone is going to be out or in or what the lineup's going to look like, because I think it's time for a change somewhere. We just don't really know where it's going to be yet.
I saw that they were saying that Reed was doing a little bit more today. Is that right?
Yeah, the man I won't stop talking about, Matt Baker, he was at training, and I asked if he saw anything. You know, sometimes they're like, oh, doing the treadmill, you know, or they're doing this or that. And he said, more non-running agility type stuff. And that's a positive. So more non-running agility type stuff. That's big news.
What is a non-running agility type stuff?
You know, I think...
A ladder, maybe?
And just sit back.
Doing the ladder drills.
Ladder? Maybe a rowing machine?
Yeah.
It's a rowing machine bike. Agility?
You think the bike would be a... That wouldn't
really... That's
be
running type stuff.
Do you guys really know what agility is?
Cole, can we get the definition of agility?
Because I feel like biking and rowing have nothing to do with agility.
The ability to move quickly and easily.
See, you can bike easily. Just got to pedal.
That doesn't track.
All right.
Any word on Luvin? Any update on him?
I didn't see much. I haven't seen anything. That will probably get asked.
And we're thinking
the presser.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's a personal thing again, so I don't know how many people are going to want to really ask the question.
And it's not late April, so nothing from home or anybody.
Yeah. Nope. And it looks like Toy Shirt's not going to play either.
Has Foot Mob updated at all?
They have Toy Shirt into late April, and then JGR, Jaden Reed, Rasmus Alm, Roman.
That must be a shortcut for him, late April.
Yeah. I mean, Berkey and Totlin also late April, and then Alm, Reed, and JGR all say mid-April. So should be getting healthier, but yeah, Cedric Toy Shirt must have had a setback, or we're just not getting much info, so it just says late April per Foot Mob.
Maybe we'll hear more tomorrow when Olaf speaks.
All I know is that come May, we are going to be ready to roll.
We're starting in April.
Got to hit the ground running in May, though. We've got some tough games coming up. Not this week.
Zinger.
I just know that if they come out and lay an egg, we're gonna have to talk about it. I guess that's really all from training. There wasn't much, so we can get into the match this week against those guys up there, Team in Blue, Dao Who Shall Not Be Named.
One pointers.
For now, one pointers.
I don't want to get too far ahead, but we got Columbus, Vancouver, and LAFC. Those are our next three games. Ugh.
Dub.
Those we get a bye week before it. Mm-hmm. Right, fellas?
Two for two.
I'm really setting this up to get dunked on Monday, aren't I?
Instead of Jack apology, it'll have to be a Mike apology.
Yeah. I really want to be on your side, but I just, I don't know. We scored 4 goals all season.
Yeah, but they've given up 12, so.
That is true. They did also, the team who shall not be named, they did fire their manager, the longest reigning manager in MLS. I think he had over 200 wins there in league history. The intern was an assistant on the staff. So they will have a new coach bump as well. I don't know if that's something that is on our radar or that we're worried about.
Can you call it a new coach bump? He's been an assistant under Vermes since 2009.
Oh, he's been there the whole time?
Yeah, he's been the assistant the entire time.
So they're not going to change anything?
No, it's basically the same guy.
No, but I think not only it being a rivalry game, they'll still get that quote-unquote bump. Just because, you know, you see someone who's coached you since 2009 get sacked, you're probably going to have a little extra edge to you.
And someone who's coached you since 2009 gets sacked, and they replace him with someone who's coached you since 2009.
Anytime a coach gets fired, you're going to have a little bit of energy.
This is Diet Peter Vermes. That's what this is. It's new Coke, but as the team in Blues coach.
I don't know. I think that when we let go of Carnell, we didn't really have much of a jump. We kind of hit a skid towards the end there with Hackworth. So I think if we want to kind of move into, I know we all have issues with the offense. I think Trevor or somebody said it, I don't want to give Trevor, wasn't him. If we can't score against this team, the one pointers, then I have trouble long-term.
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, 6 games and they've let in 12.
I said that.
It's up in the air.
I said that.
Yeah, their defense is pretty bad. Got to score, even if we're out, you know, six guys, a couple key ones. You have to put the ball in the back of the net, and we have the talent to do it still. They are 0-5-1. I mean, you have to, even though it's away, you have to come back to St. Louis with 3 points from this one.
They are trying very hard to fill that stadium. I think the called Porter Group in the town that shall not be named is selling tickets for like $25-$30, just trying to get anyone to fill the furniture outlet. So I think we'll see a lot of City Red in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, would you want to pay money to watch this team play? Speaking not of our team, I would pay a ton of money to watch our team play. Team in blue, I would not pay any money.
If the roles were reversed and City was 0-5-1, we would still be selling our stadium out. It's so hard to get tickets. I think it's interesting, even for a game like this, that they're having trouble selling tickets. I know they've been bad, but for rivalries, you'd think they'd at least show up a little bit more. It'll be good to see all the City Red. And even, you know, when City has been there in the past, there's been tons of red in the crowd. So it's good to see people making the trip over.
That's what I was going to say. They're not having trouble selling tickets. They're having trouble finding KC fans. I messed it up. My bad, guys. They're having trouble finding one-pointer fans.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Get them, guys. Said where they're from. Get them, guys. That's what I'm saying.
If we lose, now we know why. Right there.
Yeah, definitely Mike saying it and not me. Right, it's definitely his fault.
I'll tell you what's kind of sad, though, is that Blue Team has – they've scored more than we have this year.
Yeah, and they're the one point.
Which I guess just kind of shows you how bad their defense is.
Three of those were in one game, weren't they?
Man, if we had six goals like they did this season, we wouldn't have lost yet. We'd be like, what,
two more points.
It is crazy.
We'd have two more wins.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where the goals are. But it is crazy to think that, how are we not in a top two or three spot in the standings when you've only given up two goals in six games? Just shows you know, if we figure this offense out, we'll get on a roll really quick, no matter who's in the lineup.
Well, that seems to be quite the problem, unfortunately, is figuring the offense out. Because it's been, let me look at my watch here, it's been six games, and we've not figured the offense out.
Here's a hypothetical. Are you talking, Cole? I can't tell.
No, you go.
Okay. I think I forgot what I was going to say. Okay.
Let's give us a hypothetical.
Yeah, here's a hypothetical. If the offense looks good and we score 2-3 goals this game, do we start saying the offense is figured out, or is it just a one-off because we might have played the worst defense out there?
I don't think I'm going to take anything we do against this team and apply it to the rest of the season, except for our second matchup against them next month.
Only thing you can really take from this game is if we don't score.
Yeah.
Because if we don't score, there's major issues. Anything else, you know, grain of salt.
Yeah, I agree. And with it being a rivalry game, you know, that also has like an added, like, do we compare it to the rest of the season? Because tensions can be so high and emotions can be so high that people aren't playing 100% how they probably would like to.
You know how sad that walk out of the stadium will be if we lose like 1-0. Just don't even sniff any dangerous chances. Look like shit. I mean, that will just be rock bottom.
Well, you're going to be there, right, Cole?
Stop trying to materialize it.
I'm not trying to speak into existence. I'm just saying it would suck really bad.
Because what feels good is when you're watching the 30 blue fans leave after 60. That's what's going to feel good.
Our supporter section of 120 fans. I don't think they won't sniff a chance. If they do lose 1-0, I mean, I bet you it's more like the Colorado game or even last game we saw. Decent amount of possession, a lot of chances, and just can't get one in the back of the net, and then maybe get beat on the counter or something like that. With how bad this defense plays across the state, there's no way you don't, you know, you could put any of one of our guys, even some of these guys from on the bench that will be getting chances. You know, Celio is going to create chances. Hartel is going to create chances. We just need to see whoever's in there. Is it Betcher? Is it Klaus? Can these guys finally put one away?
Speaking of Betcher, is it interesting that Jack apologized immediately after I met that Pavilion signing and told him all about the shit?
Oh, man,
that Jack
I had the apology lined up and ready to go before I even knew he was signing autographs.
Interesting.
And Vince, I want on the record that I did not attend. I just want to say, well, I'm kind of surprised he made a signature on the jersey, not the table next to him.
It's an accuracy
joke. Don't do this. Yikes. You're just making it worse.
I just want to say I'm a little surprised.
I think for us to really feel your apology, you need to predict maybe a Betcher hat trick this weekend.
If you'll take a peek into the future, you can see who I predicted as a goal scorer.
Let's see, but not man of the match.
Well, but don't spoil anything. We're gonna get there.
We can get rid of the at the end. We can get rid of that game. I don't think we're all not doing too good, right? We don't have to keep going.
We've all been missing the city limits guessing game. You don't want to continue that? That's the name of the game, by the way. It's official.
City Limits guessing game.
I mean, I put it in our shared document, and nobody changed it.
Looked at the shared document.
Oh, City Limits guessing game is what we're calling it from now on, until someone wants to sponsor it.
Grudge match.
It's not a grudge match. All right. Anyway, let's go into the preview now. Enough
all right, everyone settle down. My last thing is, I think that if Jack somehow, because Trevor still has 0 points, loses and gets last place in the guessing game, he needs to get a Betcher jersey instead of a Heber jersey.
Yes.
It's his punishment.
I agree. Actually, you know what? I'll just get him one right now.
It's good that that's how confident I am. It's good that I'd have to get all the way in the last because Trevor's playing.
Give it 3 weeks, pal.
Trevor's made 18 guesses and not a single one's been correct.
All right.
Hey, Trevor's going with his gut on this one. He's got a feel.
He could have said no goal scorer 4 times and be winning. He could have got 4 points if he just
I should just stop. I should just stop guessing anybody's going to score. I'll win this fucking game.
Let's hope not. Let's hope that they figure it out. Let's hope that they actually start to put him in the back of the net.
Can we just close our eyes and imagine if I was the one who said, oh, I'm just going to predict that nobody scores a goal, and then I said that no city player would ever score a goal, you guys would be endlessly roasting me.
Correct.
It's different when an Austin fan says it.
Yeah.
Is that ridiculous? Is that what you say?
I don't even know why I brought it up. Okay. The starting 11, I know that we'll go position by position like we normally do, but I thought earlier, I don't know if this is something we want to do each week or, you know, whatever, but there's one player that stands out to you that you definitely have to see in the starting lineup this week. It could be, you know, Kessler, obviously. It could be Celio. It could be Klaus. It could be whoever you want. I don't know if we have anybody at the top of our heads, if anyone would like to go first, if anyone even cares to answer the question.
I'll go first. I think you guys know my answer already. But we've seen him 6 times this season, and he's been one of, if not our, best performers. If I don't see number 22 Kyle Hebert on that pitch Saturday, I'm already going to be chalking it as an L. This man has not only outperformed expectations, this man has single-handedly led us to the best defense in the MLS.
I don't know about that. Single-handedly.
We're not picking someone who hasn't started that we'd like to see start. We're just picking someone we want to start.
You can. It's a pretty open-ended segment. You know,
it's up to you.
Make of it what you must. Yeah.
I don't know.
I picked. I thought it was the way I said it, so I picked Celio. Although, I mean, I think we all want to see Celio.
Yeah, that would have been.
I figured Jack was going for Klaus, which is why I went away from. So, I mean, I'm sure we all want to see Klaus too, but I want to see Celio. I'd rather see him in the midfield than as a wing back, but just want to see him. We just want 90 minutes of Celio back.
I would like to see Celio as well, or maybe Ostrock, just somebody who has a little bit of an offensive mind to get the ball moving forward, helping Hartel out, or whoever the striker is. We just gotta get forward quicker and gotta be more dangerous in the attacking third and start putting the balls in the net.
I had a couple that came to mind. That was Klaus, obviously, Celio, Ostrock. I know that he started last game, but I think it would be nice to see Nilsson get another start if his hamstrings could take it. I think that would be nice. I guess that's about it. There's not really any. Morales didn't like really blow me away in his first start that I would say he has to be back in. I guess that's about it. I just feel like,
who else are you going to put in if not Morales?
Yeah. Well, I guess we can start. We'll rewind a little bit. We'll start at the back line. I would assume that we.
I'm going to talk about Morales here for a second.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think you can replace Morales in this lineup because he is, in my mind, I mean, I guess Ostrek now as well, but he is the only person who can replace Leuven, what he does. I know it's not the same, but you would get more out of him in the Leuven role than I think just about anybody besides Ostrek, because Ostrek did do that last year.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and get into it. We can rewind a little bit. We'll start back at the center back spot. I didn't even really open up the goalkeeper for discussion. We all know that it's going to be Big Ben, yes?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's going to be Ben Lunt, unless we get a sneaky Berkey.
Berkey back with the cast.
Wouldn't that be so sick, his first game back against Sporting on the road?
Club cast.
Oh, there you go.
Not to change the subject, have we heard anything about Durkin?
No,
I don't think so.
I'm sure we'll hear tomorrow in the press. It looked bad. Looked terrible.
Was he even on the foot mob injury report?
No, I didn't see him on the foot mob injury report, but I'm sure they're going to go off of the team releases Friday. So
we'll watch that interview. His interview tomorrow. I hope somebody asks him about Durkin.
I think it looked bad, but with him nodding it earlier, I don't think it's going to be as bad as we think.
I also feel like if it was like a torn ACL, we would have heard.
It could have just been a hyperextension. That's what it looked like on the field.
A sprain, just anything.
Yeah, but it definitely didn't look like a day-to-day injury to where he could be back this week, but we'll see.
The non-contact knee injuries are always something to worry about. I'm just saying the only thing that gives you a little bit of hope was it was an already injured knee. So it could have been something as simple as he just made that injury a little worse.
He did walk off the field as well, which gives you a little bit of hope. It just seems like his spirits were down.
Horn left hurt too, didn't he?
I believe
so. Subbed him out for Baumgartel?
Yeah. God, dude, yeah, these injuries are piling up. I kind of don't realize it until we talk about it, but yeah.
Well, the problem is we started with about 5 injuries, and that's like a sixth of our roster. And then you start to play the games, and you start getting more. So, yeah, they're really piling up. Really having to dig down deep. I wonder if he has a full bench this time.
Yeah, that kind of blew me away last week that he just didn't even, like you said, even if you don't have intentions of playing one of those young guys, at least throw him on the bench. I don't know. That way you don't have a center back in the 88th minute trying to build an attack or field crosses.
Yeah, I mean, just having an empty spot when we've been struggling this much on the offensive side, it just feels like we could have put Glover or somebody up there. I know we talked about that last week, but I hope he has a full bench this time. Yeah, hopefully it's a striker or maybe one of these injuries heals up a little quicker than people thought.
Going back to the starting 11, do we, I guess the injuries would kind of dictate how I think they would line up. I mean, if you have like a Celio and an Ostrock in, if Durkin is out and obviously Leuven's not there, like, are you going to maybe do like a three up top with those two and a solo striker? Like, I don't really even know how this team's going to line up.
I think they'll stick kind of to what they did last week because I'm Olaf saw good possession and he's just, you know, we couldn't score. Like I could see a Yaro, Kessler, Nielsen back three and then your winger instead of Horn, if he is injured, maybe move Wallen out to the left. And then that midfield position's either a Celio, Ostrock, something like that. But, I bet you he really doesn't play with it too much based on not having any guys to really change it up.
I think we see Hebert go back to that center back role.
I think Hebert played better as a center back, but I just don't know who you'd put out on the wing there if it isn't one of these guys we haven't seen. Watts, yeah.
Okay, so I can update our little sheet here. So center backs, we're saying Nielsen gets a start for sure.
You might as well just write Kessler and leave it in.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that not only did we see Nielsen, but that he's going to be able to play in this game.
As far as we know,
I was about to say, you're not going to say for however long you last.
No, I'm not like you guys. I'm on the Nielsen staying healthy train.
I follow him and Watts on the wingbacks, I think.
Does anybody else have anything different on the right wing?
I mean, if Horn's healthy, I think he'll be out there, but I don't.
I agree. I think if Horn's healthy, Hebert's going to be out on the wing, and Horn will be in the center back role.
Yeah, I guess we'll find that out.
Will be on the wing, and Wallen will be in the midfield, like into like a center midfield position, like he was last game.
We'll put maybe like a little slash there. Maybe Watts. Maybe.
Maybe Hebert. Hebert played great.
We don't know.
I wouldn't say great. Definitely wasn't the worst player out there, but
he definitely is like a center back. He looks more comfortable as a center back.
Jack, any comment?
Just going off rating, he was like our third best player in the last game. Because I'm going to give him the tiebreaker over Hartel and Lund.
Yeah. The fix is in. If you ain't first, you're last.
You know, if you want to give your tiebreakers, you can. I give my tiebreakers to Kyle Hebert. And it's been nothing if not the best defender we have.
It's just like not true.
Behind
Kessler. Yeah, it's just not true.
Hey, you got your guys, I got my guy.
God.
All I know is that when I use the eye test, Hebert's really standing out over Kessler.
Sneaky athletic.
Are we thinking he goes back to two strikers?
I don't know. He might have to if you want. We're like out of guys. No, you're good. He might have to just because we're running out of guys to put other places. You know, if you have Betcher, Klaus out there, maybe you can. Well, no, probably not. You'll probably see a single striker just because you'd want one of those subbed in or out.
Depending on how the game's going. Unfortunately, I think he's going to stick with a single striker.
Well, then we could go to more of a 3-4-3 and Celio could be out on the wing without having to defend. It was my point.
Like, have Wallen out on the right and Celio on the left, or have them both on the left. They did play well together.
I think Wallen Celio on the left, like Celio up, obviously, and Wallum as that wing back, Mike, or the midfield, I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Right, yeah. And then have like Hartel and Morales in the middle. Because then we would be seeing Watts on that right wing. Because if we went three at the back, in a 3-4-3, you know, you're seeing Hebert back there instead of Nilsson or Horn. For sure, 100%. He's not getting replaced by one of those two.
I think the midfield is going to play a pivotal role in how they line up. If they go three at the back or five, I know. At times, it can be considered the same thing, your classification of the wing back versus the midfielder or whatever. But if we don't have Durkin, I think Morales is a no-brainer. Hartel's pretty much a lock. It's really that either that second striker or that other cam that they pair with Hartel, which is hopefully Celio. We need Celio like we need oxygen. Good title, Mike, but... I don't know.
I think it would be more Oestrak in the central mid than before Celio.
I was going to say, I think the mid would be Morales and Oestrak. If we're going to, let's just, for what we're doing, let's just stick with the 3-4-3. So that would be two mids, right? Because since we have the two wings.
So we would have. Go ahead, sorry.
And I was just going to say, I think it's Morales and Oestrak in the middle. Pending Durkin's availability. If Durkin's available, I think it's Morales, Durkin.
Durkin's just so huge. I don't know. I don't think Morales is...
No, not Hartel. Oestrak.
Oestrak.
Tomas.
I think Morales excels when he's playing defensively. Which is what he's going to be asked to do if Durkin's out.
Yeah, I think you'll see a Morales start Oestrak in relief, depending on the score line. But would love to see more Oestrak.
And I don't even know if we want to get into, if we're thinking solo striker, the Becher Klaus discussion that we've had multiple times and will continue to have.
We'll be talking about that until one of them scores. But
I'd like to see Klaus start this one. He's more familiar with the rivalry. Maybe he'll be a little pumped up. But at this point, I'm starting to not get a preference because neither one of them have produced.
My fan hat wants Klaus. I think he goes Becher.
I think we're going to see Hartel, Becher, Celio up top.
I think I'm with Mike. I would like to see Klaus in a solo striker role. But I do think that he would play better with like a three up top, like those attacking mids to kind of, you know, play in and get involved. Because it's like, yeah, no shit, he hasn't scored since May of last year. But Klaus isn't really going to blow me away with his finishing ability, allegedly. So I'm really looking for him to be more of a playmaker, which I didn't think I would get to that point. I feel like when Klaus first started in the beginning of like the inaugural season and I guess a little bit of last year, he was a finisher. He was banging in goals.
He had 10 goals the first year. Yeah. And he missed like 60% of the season.
I don't know if that's just like the narrative is shifting or like you see the number and he hasn't put up as much and you're like, oh, he doesn't score anymore. But my like idea of him as a player has changed drastically in these couple years. Not in a bad way, just different.
I'd kill to have Giacchini back. Yeah, you know, like that was the secret to his success was having Giacchini there.
So you guys know that Giacchini's in Greece now?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Serie A page, and I went to Como, the team that bought him, and he left. He's plays for Greece, or not for Greece, but somewhere in Greece now.
On a loan or transfer?
I think it was a free transfer. I'm gonna hop in there right now and double check.
A free transfer? We should have gotten him on a free.
We're hoping to bring him back.
Do we think that Big Sam would be doing anything if he got some minutes here without Carnell?
Winning our hearts.
Yeah, it was a free transfer.
What the fuck? What are we doing?
I think Big Sam would do pretty well because our offense is kind of just kicking and pray right now. You know, like nothing's actually moving forward to where you could see Sam. Sometimes he would track down balls that he has no business tracking down, get them, and then get the offense going that way. Sam finished, and he also created a lot. And we see it when you're talking about Klaus not being the player who you're kind of like thought he was finishing wise. He definitely does a really good job of holding up play and distributing the ball. The problem is he's not finishing. No one around him's finishing. So it just looks bad as a striker.
Are we're kind of going, we're set with the 3-4-3. Got Nilsson, Kessler, Hebert at the center back position from right to left, I guess. Watts, Morales, Ostrock, Wallum. And we went Betcher up top. Was that the final verdict on the striker position?
Yeah, I would say so.
To Jack's dismay, he's very upset.
I'm kind of just dealing with it. Kind of just dealing with the Betcher, not Klaus. I've reflected such in my predictions, but you know, it's just kind of like you can only fight it for so long. You know what I mean?
I think that a Klaus start would be big. That'd be a big morale boost.
I'm not convinced that he goes with this 3-4-3 simply because I don't think he wants to start Celio. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he wants to. And the only reason we play this 3-4-3 would be to get Celio out on the wing. Depending on the injuries, of course. If Durkin's healthy, then Ostrock will go out on the wing.
Yeah, and I'd be fine with either one out there, honestly.
I think we see two strikers again with Betcher and Klaus this week.
It's just tough because if Poyshirt's unavailable, like obviously both of them aren't going to go 90. I don't know. I guess it depends on the score line. If you bring in an extra center mid,
yeah, but that's when you bring on the Celio and the Ostrock.
Yeah, some fresh legs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. That's going to be a lineup that I'm like anxiously awaiting. You think it usually comes out like an hour before kickoff? I'm very intrigued to see, one, the names listed, and then how it looks on the field formation-wise. I think it'll be a guessing game for sure. Any other lineup thoughts before we move on to the City Limits guessing game?
I've got a thought. Let me see if I can wrangle it really quick. I no longer would like to see Bumgarnel playing striker.
That's a hot take.
That's my hot take.
Man, I would like to see Bumgarnel at all.
I don't know. Bumgarnel doesn't do it for me. You know what I'm trying to say?
He's played 20 minutes. Like, he's barely played.
And, you know, it's like when you see the cover of a book. You can make an assumption about it.
I'd like to see Bumgarner play, but, yeah, not a striker. Maybe on defense, you know, see what he's got to offer there, which is what we signed him to do. So it feels like that's not a crazy thing to want.
Jack, I think there's a very popular saying that kind of contradicts your last statement. I don't know if you knew that.
I've never heard of such thing.
Trying to get the match log for Baumgartel. I want to see how many minutes he's played.
Just a quick side note. Chiquin has only played 9 times for this Greek team.
Why didn't we sign him on a free transfer? That kind of pisses me off knowing that he just left.
I mean, is the Greek Super League 1 really that much?
Maybe he didn't want to come back, to be honest. We don't know if we reached out.
God, just pisses me off. Let's see. ESPN stats suck. Hold on. I want to see how many minutes he's played because it's not been much. 8 minutes against LA. He got 90 against Sporting in Next Pro, and then he came on for 5. So he's played like less than 20 minutes. I think it's giving me dire vibes. I don't know. Like, is he just not getting acclimated? Is he not good enough? I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, our defense has been crazy strong this year. It wouldn't make a lot of sense to change it up.
Yeah, but like, I mean, he played well the last time we saw him, but I think you could have played him instead of Yaro last week.
I just, my line of thought, don't play him as striker anymore.
That is the hot take. All right, we'll move on to the City Limits guessing game trademark. Jack, you are in the lead with 3 points. I am following closely behind with 2. Mike has 1. Anybody got a guess on how many Trevor has?
Probably the same amount of goals we scored the last 2 games.
Settle. All right, same Jack, you have the lead.
Team in blue.
One pointers. All right, Jack, you go
it's
first.
It's a sad day when you've been compared to that team. I have to say it. So I went real simple. I do think our offense finds a little something. I don't know how much of a little something it is since it's just the blue guys. I think a 2-0 victory for City. And I've got Hartel at man of the match. I think he's going to be a big part of getting those 2 goals. I'm breaking down, and I think Betcher's going to score a goal. If you can't beat him, join him. And I'll join the Betcher hype train.
I love it. I love it. I kind of agree with you on the Hartel front. I did have him as my goal scorer, but I had a 3-0 City win. It's interesting. Mike is the only one who had the team in blue that shall not be named scoring a goal, and he live edited 2 down to 1. It's interesting. I got a 3-0 shutout. Ben Lunt, man of the match. How about that?
That's not happening.
Guys, who's that?
Oh, my, Mike, I think you have an echo in your mic. You might need to fix that.
Burn. I don't think my mic would echo if I was the one talking.
What's the problem? You don't think Ben Lunt's keeping a clean sheet, Mike? What's the deal?
I mean, we scored 3 goals. He's not man of the match.
What if it's everybody scores 1 goal apiece? It doesn't have to be a hattie.
That same thing happened against the Galaxy. Wasn't it a Hartel? Our toy shirt okay. Wasn't in the match that week.
Well, yeah, I think Mike's important. I think you guys are shooting yourself in the foot with these games. You gotta play off your own prediction.
Look, I'd love for Lund to go back to his not letting a goal in. But he's let 1 in every game, and he's gonna continue that trend. I got 4-1 City. Hartel man in the match. I think he gets a couple assists. Goal scorer, though, this man we've been talking about for weeks. He's due. Give me João Klaus in the 73rd.
Damn. And the minute. Write down the minute.
How many listeners do we have in Brazil? They're going nuts right now.
We're up to 9.
Speaking of Brazil, my prediction, 1-0 City dub, and I got Célio man of the match, Célio goal scorer. I feel it. I need it like I need oxygen. Célio is one of the best players we had on offense last week in the limited time we saw him. Give me Célio. Give me a start. Give me at least a full half from him. And a shutout, of course, because ain't no way that team is scoring on this defense.
It's interesting. Mike sounds like a big hater right now, 4-1. It's interesting.
You guys must have missed the easy goals Lunt has let in these last 2 weeks. You're telling me the team in blue doesn't get lucky once?
I don't think last week was that easy. It deflected off Yaro and went the whole opposite.
I think Berkey saves that 10 out of 10. Who are left for the predicting?
That's it. We'll
think we're good.
Yeah,
I think we're good.
I must have not heard Cole's.
He started talking about the Austin game for some reason.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That was a
fake. Who's off this week, Cole?
I don't know. I don't keep up with fucking Austin FC.
Let me go to his ex. He's probably posted about it.
I will say that I texted Portland. You guys this. I am going to Nashville in July for a work conference, and I'm definitely going to a Nashville City game or a Nashville SC game. Jesus.
I was also in town.
Add that team to the list.
I think it's a midweek. I think they're playing Columbus.
Columbus, your Eastern team.
Why
don't you sign us off, Cole?
I was going to say, you better wrap it up before we keep thinking of teams.
Before we keep going, I'm going to wrap it up. That is it for us here at Inside City Limits. We will be back with you guys, I believe, on Monday morning for the recap against the one-pointers, the team in blue that shall not be named. What was the other name? Those guys over there? Any other nicknames for them before we sign off?
Blue Man Group.
41 point.
I really hope that they win. City love to come back with a sporting one pointers and be able to talk some shit. I just want to win and talk shit. I think that would be the perfect recap episode. But we will see you guys on Monday, win or loss. And let's go, City.